Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Masech Sanhedrin. We are up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Ches, and again, we're still going through all of the different people or Chayev Skila. Mechalas HaShabbos, someone who's Mechal Shabbos, B'davar Shechayev and Al-Zadon Lekaris, is going to be Chayev Skila if he does something that if you were to do B'mezid, you'd be Chayev Kares. Meaning, you'd be Chayev Kares if you didn't have Edim V'Hasra, you just did a B'mezid, so Hashem would take care of your Misa. And if you did a bishogeg, you'd be chayiv a karban chatos, meaning you do any of the lamitas malachos and avor told. Hamakal l'vi'imo, if someone curses his father and mother, enu chayiv ad sheikalim b'shem. He's only going to be chayiv if he curses them using the name of Hashem. Kilim b'kinoi, if he uses a nickname of Hashem. Rameir m'chayiv v'cham poter. Rameir says you're going to be chayiv, and the chamis say that you're going to be poter. Mishnah tes, habal nara murasa. Someone who sleeps with the nara murasa, enu chayiv ad shtei nara, is only going to be chayiv she's at the stage of life of being a nara, so between 12 and 12 and a half years old with shtei saros, besula, and she has to be someone who never has slept with a man before, ma'urasa, she has to have erusin with a man not yet nisuin, vihi bevesavia, and she has to still be living in her father's house, ba'ala shnayim, if two men sleep with her, harishon beskila v'asheni b'chanek, the first one is going to be chayiv skila, but the second one, since he's not sleeping with a besula, because the first one slept with her, is therefore only going to be chayiv chenek. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that Michal Shabbos is chayiv skila if he does a real malacha, the kind of malacha that when you do b'mezid without edim and asra, you chayiv kares, and if you do b'shogeg, you chayiv chatas. Michal of the imo is only if you're Michal b'shem, and if you use some sort of kinoi, it's machlokas tanoim, whether you're chayiv or pater. And then in Mishnah Ches, we said that bal nar murasa, she has to meet four criteria. She has to still be a nara, she has to be a besula, she has to be ma'urasa, and she has to still be beves aviha. And therefore, if two people were boel her, the second one cannot be in violation of nara murasa, and is therefore only going to be chayiv chenek, because she was no longer a besula by definition. So, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin Mishnah Yud.